Yesterday, after petitioning the state of Hawaii to release his long-form birth certificate, which would join his short-form birth certificate, which has been posted on his website since 2008, President Obama said he was sure there would still be people who would not believe he was born in Hawaii. He was right. Last night on Lawrence O'Donnell's show on MSNBC, O'Donnell tried to ask Orlie Tates, the woman known as the original birther, to acknowledge the long-form birth certificate, to no avail.
I am not going to let you talk about anything.
Your program is nothing but Obama.
You have to tell me whether you accept the truth of that birth certificate.
It went on like that for a while. And on this day after, analysis is somewhat mixed. Did the president reduce his office by responding to Donald Trump? Or was he brilliantly giving Trump just enough rope to hang himself? After all, the announcement came just as Trump was landing in New Hampshire to press the flesh, his first visit to this all-important primary state. And here now is Fred Tise was there.
Donald Trump knows drama. He steps off a black helicopter with Trump in big letters on it. At the same time, like a curtain, the big hangar door lifts silently to reveal him to reporters waiting inside. He stands in silhouette against the misty outdoors, arms outstretched in front of the microphones.
Good morning.
Trump says he's very proud of himself because he's accomplished something that nobody else has been able to do.
Our president has finally released a birth certificate.
For weeks, Trump has been reviving the call to get President Obama to release his so-called long-form birth certificate.
I'd want to look at it, but I hope it's true. He should have done it a long time ago. Why he didn't do it when the Clintons asked for it, why he didn't do it when everybody else was asking for it, I don't know.
This would be the first of several times that Trump would veer into fiction over the course of the day. Neither Bill nor Hillary Clinton ever questioned that President Obama was born in Hawaii. Later in the day, Trump stepped out of a bakery in downtown Portsmouth, holding up a Wall Street Journal for the small crowd outside.
You see what that says? Karzai says, dump the United States. After all that time, all those lies.
Actually, the headline said, Karzai told to dump the United States. It was a story about Pakistan trying to get the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, to drop his alliance with the U.S. and forge a new one with Pakistan and China. But Trump's comments played well with the excited crowd, and he led them on a disorganized parade through the shop-lined streets of Portsmouth. Wherever he went, people thought Republicans could use a candidate like him. At a diner in Portsmouth, Ryan Russell, a plumber from Durham, predicted that Trump would get a lot of attention if he runs.
Because he seems to be hitting a chord. The American public seems to want some business savvy in our government's economic plans right now.
But there were also skeptics like Paul Myers of Portsmouth, the New Hampshire director of operations for a burger chain.
I think he's going to make an attempt, but I don't think people are going to take him seriously.
We're doing it.
I think he's all about the show. I think he's in it for himself.
That kind of division over Trump plays itself out among Republican Party insiders, too. Some are annoyed that he's landed in New Hampshire.
So, you know, if Snooki from Jersey Shore were to make an appearance in New Hampshire, I'm sure a lot of people would turn out to see her, too.
Fergus Cullen, a former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, does not take Trump seriously.
I can't believe that he's a serious candidate. I can't believe he would stand up to any level of scrutiny among primary voters. He is not a conservative. He has said truly outrageous things on a consistent basis in his entire life.
But other Republicans think Trump could be good for their party. Charlie Arlinghouse heads the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy.
Josiah Bartlett, who signed the Declaration of Independence and was New Hampshire's first four-term governor.
Yes, West Wing fans, there really was a Josiah Bartlett. Not the Martin Sheen character.
He's descended from my guy. We're a free market think tank.
Arlinghouse sees Trump as the opposite of the typical presidential candidate who first appears in New Hampshire.
Most candidates we don't know anything about, and they introduce their personality to us through their politics. He's the opposite. We know a lot about him. The one thing we don't know about is his politics exactly.
But Arlinghouse says the mystery could work in Trump's favor.
In this day and age, not being thought of as a politician is all good.
Who else gets this crap? Does anybody else get this crap?
Publicly, Trump said he would announce whether he's running for president after his television show, Celebrity Apprentice, ends its season next month. But at meetings with Republican Party insiders, he gave the impression that he has every intention to run.
Here now is Fred Tice.